any of our past 19 festivals because of COVID.
I was wondering if you were even going to be able to hold it.
Yeah, we were wondering that ourselves. I mean, we had a choice of either not holding the festival or doing it virtually. And that's exactly what we decided to do. So all of these films, we're doing 7 films this year. It starts March the 5th, and you will be able to get a link and watch these 7 films at home from your device, or if you have the capacity to get the signal on your television from your phone or from your computer, mm-hmm. then you can watch these films. And we have some fantastic films. So there is a cost, of course, just like it would be if you were going to watch a movie or to watch any of our previous festivals. But you can sign up for all 7 films for $60. And that means that you can, you know, if you're a couple and you could both watch, you can invite the neighbors over, whatever you want to do.
Just for that online fee.
Right, exactly. And the popcorn's a lot cheaper then.
That's right. That's right. Surprisingly, right. But it's just a very interesting concept that we're doing. And most festivals are doing this around the country. They're holding it virtually. But we have some wonderful films that I will, you know, tell you about if you would like to hear them at some point during our show today.
Throughout the program, we will do that. And I just want to mention, too, this is a nonprofit venture, is it?
Oh, yes, it is. Uh-huh. We're part of the Mobile Area Jewish Federation, which is a 501c3. Mm-hmm. So, there's no profit on this.
The cost is simply to cover the expenses.
Yeah, there's lots of expenses. Rental of the films, just as if you were a theater going to have them. We have to rent the films. Mm-hmm. We have to... there is a company that actually produces this kind of virtual festival. It's highly technical and way beyond what we could do. So.
Yeah, we didn't have to worry about computers back in the day,
did we? That's right.
All right, well, Barry, we'll get you to tell us about the festival when the phone's not ringing here at Swap Shop, just to remind you, 928-9228. So this is a series of, 2 weeks? And
3 weeks, actually.
Tell us how it works.
The way it's going to work is starting on March 5th, we're going to put a film up available to watch.
Okay.
And you have 3 days to watch it. It'll be up for 72 hours.
Very convenient. All right. Yeah. Let's hold that thought learn more. I like that. Swap Shop, good morning. You're on the air.
Good morning, Lori. How y'all today?
Good morning. Good. James, how are you?
Doing good. I got this 46-inch Samsung flat screen TV with the remote. Nothing wrong with it. I'm just getting me a newer TV. And works great. So I was asking $195. Somebody comes up with $150 today, I'll let them have it.
Okay.
Number's 284-1181.
What year is it? Is it a smart TV, as they say?
It's not smart. I don't think it's a smart TV. I don't have that information. I'll have to look at it.
That's okay. Well, folks that are interested can call you about it. Anything else?
That's right. Absolutely.
Okay. Anything else?
That's it right now. Thank you.
Thank you, James. 284-1181 for the Samsung 46-inch flat-screen TV with remote. I'm glad you're doing the 3-day option, because you might intend to watch something comes up, so you've got plenty of opportunities.
And then after those 3 days, then another film will come up, and we'll do that for 3 different weeks, 7 films for 3 weeks. And if you get interrupted, if you're watching a film and you get interrupted, all you have to do is pause it and then come back to it a few hours later whenever you want, this is an interesting concept. You know, they say when one door closes, another door opens. Well, this virtual festival has allowed us to partner with some other cities here in Alabama. Well, Huntsville contacted us, the Huntsville Jewish Federation, and said they heard that we were doing a virtual film festival, and could they partner with us? So we said, sure. So they are now our partners, and they're going to be sponsoring one of our films, and they're going to be doing a program after the film. And then the same for Pensacola. Pensacola got in touch with us, the Federation over there, And they are partners for the festival, too.
Very good.
So they're going to be planning a program for one of the films. So okay. It's really interesting how you think, oh, gosh, you know, woe is me. And then things happen that that wouldn't have happened before. All of a sudden, we've got two partners. So
it's a blessing. Yeah, and they didn't have to reinvent the wheel either.
No, that's right. That's right.
All right, well, we'll be talking about the film festival schedule here on the program, and if they can't listen to the whole show, is there a website or a Facebook page or somewhere they can find more information?
It certainly is. It's MobileJewishFederation.org.
MobileJewishFederation.org.
And then you click on 2021 Festival, and okay. you can see all the trailers for mm-hmm. all the films. You can see the synopsis of the films. There's a fact sheet, so if you want to... anything you want to know will be available on that fact sheet. So that's the way it works.
And for those that don't go online, is there a phone number?
I think I see
one here.
There it is right down here. 251-490-4872. And that's the number of our office for the Mobile Area Jewish Federation. But we are very excited about it. We just have some wonderful films that I can tell you about whenever you want to hear them, Lori.
Let's start highlighting those now and just remind our audience. I think they feel like they're interrupting us, but feel free to call. We will pause and take your call and then continue our conversation. So tell us about the first movie coming up on March 5th.
Sure, March 5th. Right. We have a film called The Keeper, which has been a very popular film. It's a true story about a man named Bert Trautmann. He was a German soldier and a prisoner of war in Great Britain. And while he is being kept as a prisoner of war, the local soccer team, or football as they call it in Europe, of course, finds out that he has a lot of talent as a player, and he starts to play for the local team, even though he is an enemy. he is a German. He wins their hearts of the local community. He falls in love with a local British young lady, and they become engaged, and then he goes on to play for a bigger team. Of course, he endures a lot of prejudice and opposition because he is. Mm-hmm. They've been fighting them in the war,
killing each other.
But it's this amazing story of how he overcomes this, and he becomes a national hero in Great Britain.
This is actually based on a true story.
Okay. Yeah, it's a feature film, you know, with actors, but it is a true story.
Okay.
So
that's
our first film, and it's just great. And then the second film, if you'd like me to go on, Laura.
Sure, go right ahead.
I wish I had something to swap.
It feels so funny to direct you. Please go ahead.
I don't want to protrude, you know. But the second film, which is going to be available March 8th, 9th, and 10th, is called Crescendo. You know about all the problems between the Israelis and Palestinians. Well, this is a film based on a true story. This is a narrative once again, but it's about a conductor who starts an orchestra of young people. Some of the orchestra is comprised of Palestinians. Some of the orchestra is comprised of Israelis, Israeli Jews. And you can imagine the conflict they have to overcome, but they come together to make beautiful music.
Okay.
And it is really quite a story. It really is this music... they have something in common is the music. You know, that what brings them together.
And there's a lot of music and performing during the film.
Great music, a lot of conflict, a lot of arguing between the two groups. And one young couple, though, they actually fall in love with a Palestinian and a young Israeli fall in love with each other during the film, too. That doesn't go over well.
I can only imagine. Doesn't go over well with either group.
And so you actually have discussions for some of these
some
films.
Some of them we do. Yeah, not for every one of them. Mm-hmm. But after that film, there's a musicologist going to be present from Pensacola. They took care of the programming that night, and there is a Dr. Victoria Adamico a professor of musicology at Pensacola State College, and they're going to be having a discussion. I'm not really sure what the discussion will be about the film, I'm sure, and how music brings us together, I'm sure.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
Very nice. Yeah. And then after that, so these are all available for viewing for 3 days. Mm-hmm. And the next one, March 11th through 13th, is The Picture of His Life.
This is a film unlike any we've ever shown before. It's a documentary based on this man named Amos Nahum. He is one of the world's greatest underwater photographers.
Ooh.
And but there's one challenge he has faced all his life. He's never been, he goes, you know, underwater, takes these wonderful creatures, but he's never had the opportunity to photograph a polar bear. And this is his quest.
Okay.
Wonderful photography in this, Laurie and Mark. It really is. And it's also the story of his life, because he has fought in the special forces with the IDF in Israel. He has some conflict with his father. So you get to examine the whole man. Outside his photography, and find out what makes him tick and what his challenges are. So that's a different. We've never really had that kind of film before. You know, I think I'll stop and say, we'll back up a little bit. You know, like, why is there a Jewish film festival? And our mission is to show any kind of film that that reflects the Jewish experience.
Okay, well, that's what I was going to ask, is what makes these Jewish films? Is it the cast? Is it the crew? Is it the content?
It could be anything. Okay. Yeah, it could be anything. But it has to be more than the cast or the crew. It's it has to reflect something about, as we say, the Jewish experience. And then what we strive for is to bring other people together, and we get to dialogue. We hopefully promote understanding between different cultures and religions and generations. You know, get us talking, because there's so much hatred these days, or misunderstanding.
Oh, absolutely.
And this is a way we hope that for 20 years we have tried to... We've held this festival in that effort. It's not... some of these films are light. They'll make you laugh.
Mm-hmm.
They'll make you cry. You'll come away with some understanding you didn't have before.
Right.
We've had some pretty intense discussions after some of these films.
And we're just now touching the surface. We've talked about 3 of 7 or 8 films that are coming up next month, which is next week,
at
the Mobile Jewish Film Festival. And we're going to talk about that more with Barry here at WABF. Just as a reminder, 928-9228 is our number.
You know, sometimes some of these things, we can get intense and too intense talking about some of these ideas. And when folks start getting way too intense in their conversations, they need to try some CBD oil from John MacArthur at Fairhope Hemp CBD.
I know several people that could take that.
Boy, do we need it now.
Yeah. Actually, it has really helped me a lot with some anxiety, and it has helped numerous people deal with pain issues. CBD oil is becoming a natural alternative. Of course, don't stop your meds without asking your doctor, but look into this, because God put it on this green earth, and it's legal in the state of Alabama. And study after study shows the benefits now, even the benefit that can help against COVID, because CBD and hemp products help get your immune system to a healthier level.
Yeah, and you want to make sure that you use a quality product, and that's why we recommend Fairhope Hemp CBD, because it's made right here. It's local. It's just a little bit fresher.
Grows it in Baldwin County, and then manufactures it into the 100% all-natural oils.
Mm-hmm.
505 Fairhope Avenue. Call 928-1910. Swap Shop, good morning.
Hey, good morning. I've got 250 foot of chain link fence with all the parts and pieces. I bought it new to put up a dog fence, and he went away, unfortunately. And I need to sell it. I paid $700. I'll take $400.
Oh, wow. It's a deal for somebody.
It sure is. Okay, and what's anything else?
That's it. I appreciate it very much. And my number is let's see, what is my number? 379-9911.
Okay, 379-9911. Very good. Yeah. Thank you.
Thanks a bunch. Y'all have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Hey, he's got 200 feet of chain link fence with all the parts, only $400. Call 379-9911. That's 379-9911.
And call us at 928-9228. We're talking about the 2021 Mobile Jewish Film Festival, March 5th through 25th. And we'll be back with more in just a moment.
Did you know that Hughes Funeral Home and Crematory is a full-service funeral home? Locally owned and operated with an on-site crematory, with funeral services in their own intimate setting or at a place of your choosing. Hughes Funeral Home and Crematory offers graveside services, visitations, prayer services, pre-planning, cremation, and a complete line of quality and affordable caskets, vaults, cremation urns, and more. Hughes Funeral Home and Crematory in Daphne. Call 621-5890, 621-5890. Now located in their new building at 26209 Pollard Road in Daphne, Hughes Funeral Home and Crematory.
Have you seen the new Fairhope Living magazine? An independent magazine written by Fairhope residents for Fairhope residents. Everyone has a story to tell, and Fairhope Living magazine would love to publish yours. Go to fairhopelivingmagazine.com and click on Residents to submit yours. You can also submit community news, classifieds, family spotlight, pet tales, resident recipes, yard of the month, and more. You can also request a copy to be delivered if you don't already receive one in your mailbox. Or you can just read it online at fairhopelivingmagazine.com.
This is WABF, and Swap Shop 928-9228 is our number. Barry Silverman is here to tell us more about the Mobile Jewish Film Festival. And we've got a numerous film starting March 5th, and now we're on to the fourth
14th,
one.
14th, 15th, and 16th, the fourth one. And this is a very dramatic film called Incitement. It was named they have the Israeli Academy Awards every year, and this was named the best film of the year last year.
That's called, impressive.
Yeah, Incitement, and it is a narrative film, a feature film, but it's once again a true story about the assassination of the Israeli Prime Minister Yitzhak Rabin a number of years ago. And, you know, it was carried out by actually an Israeli, a radicalized Israeli who thought that Rabin was giving the country away. And mm-hmm. they did, you know, these were settlers in the some disputed territory in the West Bank, and they just disagreed violently with what he was doing, trying to bring about the peace process is what he was doing, and he just became more and more radicalized and ended up assassinating Yitzhak Rabin. And this is his story and what was going on at the country at the time. And, you know, it was a tragic, tragic story. The man was dearly loved, of course.
Mm-hmm. And what year did that take place?
You know, I was afraid you were going to ask me that.
I was just curious. In our lifetime or many, many years ago?
No, it was in our lifetime. Okay. Definitely. I'm trying to say I should have known that.
That's okay. I wasn't sure.
80s, okay. Yeah. Wasn't he killed on about to get on a plane? Or am I thinking
It was after a rally. It was after a
rally. Okay, I'm thinking of the Egyptian prime minister
rally.
That was assassinated
that.
Okay.
Yeah. I should have known that answer.
A turbulent time. And, and a lot of passions in both ways. They had a couple of wars back during that period.
Oh, yes, yes. Yeah, surely did. And, you know, but things have sort of stabilized now, but not really. I mean, you know, but
it's always a
sort of a powder keg over there, as we say. Yeah, but it really is an amazing film. And we have a discussion after that film. We are going to have Dr. Michael Koplow, who is the policy director of this the Israel Policy Forum, and we are going to have an up-to-the-minute report on Israel right now. How things are in Israel. You know, it's going to be different because under the new administration, under President Biden's administration, it'll be a little different on what our relationship is, mm-hmm. or how things are going. Things are always changing over there. There's another election coming up. Bibi Netanyahu is running again for prime minister, but he's got some opposition. So Dr. Coppola will bring us an up to the anybody interested in Israel and their politics and the situation. They're going to
enjoy that.
He is a very knowledgeable man.
That one is showing virtually March 14th, 15th, and 16th.
And you can get on and see all the previews for these films and find out everything you need to know by going on MobileJewishFederation.org.
MobileJewishFederation.org. Yes. Once again, please don't feel like you're interrupting us. Give us a call at 928-9228. Yesterday, we had Nick Hartley in from Rita's Frozen Treats of Fairhope.
Ah,
they do custards and Italian
ice. One of my
ice.
Favorite places, yes.
And
yes.
We give away a birthday or anniversary gift card on Fridays. Mm-hmm. So
if you have anybody with a birthday or an anniversary coming up either this week or next, be sure to give us a call and put their names on our list, because tomorrow at the end of the program, we're going to have that drawing and give away that gift card to Rita's Frozen Treats of Fairhope.
They're located in the Eastern Shore Shopping Center, a.k.a. Big Lots, next door to Supercuts. He is a square dance caller.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. He actually did some of that on the show for us.
Yeah.
It was very cool. I need to put it on our website. Swap Shop, good morning. You're on the air. Swap Shop, good morning.
Yeah, good morning. I've got something that anybody that has a camper could really use. It's a Coleman portable road trip grill. It's brand new. It's a two-burner. It comes with a couple of little small gas bottles. It's collapsible. It folds up and puts in storage. And I paid $254. I'll take half price, $125. That price is firm. My phone number is 490-2801.
And you said it was, how much did you want for it?
I'll take half price what I paid for, $125.
Okay. And that number was 490-2901.
490-2801.
Oh, I missed a digit. That's why we say stay on the line. 490-2801. Very good. Thank you.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Again, that Coleman portable road trip grill, it's brand new. It's a two-burner grill. Comes with a propane. It is foldable, and he's selling it for half price. Originally, it was $250. He's selling it for $125. Call 490-2801. That's 490-2801.
And we are speaking with Barry Silverman from the Mobile Jewish Film Festival. If you're joining us late, you're doing it all virtually online.
All virtually, yes. So you watch from the comfort of your
home.
Right,
yes. And as Mark said, where the popcorn is cheaper.
So. Yeah, and one of the things you can do is, we were talking about Rita's Frozen Treats. They actually have big quart size and gallon size things that you can buy and take home with you. So you could enjoy your Rita's Frozen Treats at home during the film festival. And as I was talking to some friends last night, we were talking about different things. A friend of mine had a birthday last night. Uh-huh. So, I told him the other night I went and I got the mango and the whatever. And they're used to going there with their kids. But I got some of the mango and the Florida orange, and I put 2 ounces of Grey Goose in it. Oh, so good.
Oh, no.
It was good, yeah.
What's the next film
The next
coming
film,
up,
Lori, that comes up on the 17th, 18th, and 19th, this is sponsored by the Jewish Federation of Huntsville in North Alabama, is called Alsea. Do you want to take that?
And yeah, we'll hear
I'll
about
leave them hanging
Alsea
this.
Here in just a moment. Swap Shop, good morning.
Good morning, y'all.
Hey, Dave.
This morning, I still had a scooter I'd like to sell, the 20-year-old Invercare. It's got a full charge on it, and it looks great and runs great. And I've done a lot of improvements on it when I got it. So somebody, I just want somebody to come out and try it out and see how they like it. And I'll take $225 for it. We still have it. My sister still has an antique small occasional chair. It was manufactured somewhere between the 50s, early 70s. And it has the upholstered seat, a tan material on it, and it has the back of cane like a Bentwood rocking chair.
Right.
Cane on it. That's $150 of best offer. Somebody can make a good offer on it, and they can take it with them. Now, I got some free silverware. It consists of spoons, forks, and butter knives. That's free, along with the speaker brackets from Radio Shack, and there's two packs of them. You can hang four speakers, or you may use them to hang shelves or whatever you might need with. You can find more on these information in Mobile. I'm at 391-3146.
All right, Dave. Thank you. 391-3146. And back to the movie Alcee. That's spelled A-L-A-U-L-C-I-E. Is that a person's name?
It is. It's okay. Alcee Perry, who was from this country, from the United States, played basketball here. And then he ended up going over to Israel to play basketball for their team. He was a superstar. They won the European National Championship that year, 1976. And wait till you hear what happened to him.
That'll be a great movie for basketball lovers, for sure. Swap Shop, good morning.
Well, good morning. I just want to say how good it sounds to hear that wonderful melodic voice on the air. And I don't want to give away his age or mine, but... That takes me back to my youth.
I know it.
Voice, and I just wanted to thank you for giving all the information on this film festival.
Thank you, Deborah.
Thank you very much, whoever you are.
Okay, talk to y'all later.
That's our dear, sweet friend, Deborah, whom, you know, and she and I both agree. You could read the ABCs, and it would be enjoyable, so... A voice from our past in radio. And
you know, speaking of having a wonderful voice, thank you for the compliment, but this is an, you know, we still have a co-owner of a studio in Mobile named Soundworks, and this is a great story. I'll tell you in a second.
Swap Shop, hello.
Hey, good morning. This is Sam. Y'all, I'm looking for a kind of a unique item. I need a black top hat or a bowler to use as a prop, like a costume prop. They're a little bit harder to find than you would imagine. But if anybody's got one in a closet and you want to get rid of it for, you know, something reasonable, I'm in Mobile. My number is 402-3991.
Okay, Sam, I was at a masquerade party very recently, and several men wore those bowlers, so hopefully somebody's listening with a black top hat or a bowler for you.
Thank you.
And that's 402-3991?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you, sweetie. Okay.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Okay.
Okay, looking for a black top hat or a bowler for a prop. Call 402-3991. That's 402-3991.
I'm sorry, Barry. So you are a part owner in Soundworks.
So anyway, a few months ago, we booked a session. Whoop, do you have to
go
back?
No,
okay. Somebody very special was coming in to do some voice work at the studio. Morgan Freeman. So we got very excited. We had to sterilize the studio, of course, and we had to assure them that we could all be wearing masks. And I was going to go over because I certainly wanted to meet Morgan Freeman. I was going to head over there and very excited to have somebody of that stature. Well, the day before, one of our voiceover talents who comes to the studio frequently notified us that she was exposed to the virus, to COVID. And so... we had to notify the people that booked the session that we couldn't in good conscience. We were, you know, the woman who was exposed to the virus had just been in the studio like a day or two before. So we had to tell them that we had to notify our client that this happened. And so Mr. Freeman did not come into the studio.
See, I would have handled that as, you know, but don't worry about it. We've had her put down.
What is he doing in Mobile?
Well, I don't know what he... I don't really know what kind of project it was. Right, I really don't. I never found out what kind of project it was. But
that's interesting.
And we didn't get to find out what kind of project was because the session never happened.
Well, next time that happens, just refer them to me. I'll take care of it. They can record right here.
But there's a man we could listen to.
Recite
the phone book or whatever.
That's right.
You know, and
that's
listen to that dulcet, listen to the dulcet tones of Morgan Freeman.
If you're joining us late, the voice is Barry Silverman. Back in the day, we all knew him as Gary Mitchell on the radio, and you can still hear his voice as our voice guy, our liner guy. Here today, and you're in the middle of talking about the fourth or fifth film in the Mobile Jewish Film Festival coming up next month, Alsea, which was about the basketball player.
True story about a basketball player, United States basketball player, goes to play for Israel, he had had a rough childhood, and he's, after his glory days were over in Israel playing basketball, he got into, you know, drug problems, drinking problems, but he pulled himself back up and remarkably still is considered that superhero. Of course, he hasn't played basketball in a number of years, became an Israeli citizen, married a Jewish woman, and it's just an inspiring story that will make you feel good after you watch the film. And then the next film for the 20th, 21st, and 22nd is called Here We Are. It's a very personal film, a moving tale of a man who has sort of given up his life as an artist to take care of his son, a son nearing adulthood who is autistic. Mm-hmm. And it's about their personal story. It's really sort of time in that son's life to move on and try to become more independent from his father, but his father has a really tough time letting go. And it is a wonderful film. It's showing at a lot of the Jewish film festivals around the country.
Sounds a bit emotional.
Yeah, it is. It is. Wonderful film. And then the last film is called Shared Legacies, and it's about the black Jewish relationship years and years. You know, we both the Jewish people and African Americans have both suffered from prejudice and racism and bias, and so we've had similar different but similar histories. And we've also there were a lot of Jewish people during the civil rights era who became involved in coming south and helping in the cause for civil rights. And yet, in the last years, there is some prejudice in the black community among Jewish people. So this sort of explores that whole dynamics of the black-Jewish relationship. It's a wonderful documentary, really is. And once again, we're going to have a great guest on after the film, the woman who directed the film, Dr. Sherry Rogers. We're going to be hooking up with her, and she's going to talk about the film, and she's going to have another guest on too, who we don't know who that will be at this time. But it's just do you notice the diversity in all the films?
Yes.
That's what really we strive for.
Diversity.
There's some history. There's some personal stories. Mm-hmm. There's just a little bit of. There's music. A little bit of
sports,
everything.
Yeah. Romance. Yeah. Everything.
Yes. That's right.
Just what
political assassinations, a little of everything.
Good film festival.
All the fun stuff.
All the fun stuff. Yeah.
And to recap, the Mobile Jewish Film Festival again. Just give us a little recap.
It's going on March 5th through 25th. 7 films, all virtual, that you can watch on your any kind of device at home, or if you have the capability, pipe it into your television set from your device to find out all the information. Anything you would want to know, to watch the previews of the films, to see the synopses of the films, you get on mobilejewishfederation.org, and then you click on 2021 Festival, and that will give you all the information you need.
And you can purchase individual tickets per film.
Yeah.
Household tickets per film, or one package
one
to
package.
Watch
you
all
can,
of
$60,
them.
You could watch all 7 films. You
can,
and you know, you and your spouse or friend or kids or anybody can watch
get together and watch.
Yes.
Okay. Mobile JewishFederation.org or call 490-4872.
Yes.
Wonderful. We need to take a quick break. Our lines are open. Stay tuned. 928-9228 is our number, and we'll be right back. Are you or someone you know considering using CBD oil and hemp products? Then listen to this from Nate, a satisfied customer with Fairhope Hemp CBD.
My wife suffers from migraines. We've tried an abundance of medications through doctors. She's done the shots. She's been on all sorts of expensive medications, and she's never got any kind of relief like she does from CBD. So it was really a blessing to see John here in town. For the first time, I felt like actually some effects from the CBD that were good, and my stress levels went down, my sleep was better, my recovery from working out was better. I can't say enough good things about that John CBD, because it really is truly farm to table, and it's local. You can't get any fresher, so I'd give it a try if I were you guys.
Fairhope Hemp CBD has gift certificates available and can ship products anywhere in the United States. Call 928-1910, 928-1910, or drop by Fairhope Hemp CBD, 505 Fairhope Avenue, next to the Fairhope Library. This is WABF and Swap Shop at 928-9228, our number to call. Don't forget birthdays and anniversaries. Check your calendar, check your Facebook page, and if you can't call the show, you can send us an email. You can also send us a Facebook message. We will respond and put your friend or items on the list. WABF1480@outlook.com. Mark's got this funny distant smile on your face. Earth to Mars.
Nothing. I wanted to bring up two things. First off was how do people watch the movies?
You can watch on your computer. This is screening film a streaming thing. So you can watch on your computer, your phone, or if you have the capability.
On your TV,
You can get it from your device to the television set. There are a number of ways to do that. Mm-hmm. You can get a little adapter to go. That's what I do at home. Get an adapter and go right from the computer into the television. We watch a lot of basketball like that at home.
Right.
Okay.
And or you there is, if you have Roku, if you have an Apple TV,
So if you have a browser built into the television, or if you can mirror it from one of your devices.
Screen mirroring, yes. Uh-huh. But it's a common question.
Yeah, but otherwise...
Call your grandkids. They'll do it for you.
They'll take care of it for you. It's internet-based, so you can go to the website and watch it use the browser. Okay.
Thanks for that question, though.
Okay. The other question I had is... you've known Lori a long time. What was she like when she was little?
Oh, stop it.
She was one of our outstanding members of Sneaker Street on WABB. In case people don't know what we're talking about, WABB sponsored a junior achievement. You know, these are kids get together and form companies and sell a product usually. This was a different kind of junior achievement group. They had a radio show on Sunday night, and I was the advisor for at least the first year or so. And Lori was one of the outstanding members of Sneaker Street. You know, some of the people were on the air. Some of the people went out and sold.
Right.
They sold time. And they each had their different areas of expertise.
It was how Junior Achievement was to teach young people how to run a business.
Yes.
And at the awards banquet after my first year, I watched Sneaker Street walk away with all the awards and said, I want to be in that group. That group was the radio group.
So you weren't on originally, is that
My first year we went to Brookley Field and made things in the workshop and sold them. And at the awards
But you
banquet,
decided that wasn't the field you wanted
no,
to making
not,
things.
Not
to,
when
wasn't
I,
what you wanted to go into. Is that,
I didn't even...
Well, it is the American story. Nobody wants to make things.
That's right. We want to be stars.
So but, that's how that happened.
And then Lori liked it so much, she just went on to have a career in it, a very successful career. And aren't we lucky?
Did she want to be your station manager even back then?
We were just in high school having fun.
I wonder if anybody else in Sneaker Street ever actually got into radio. Do you have any idea if anybody else ever did?
Several people did. In fact, my fiance, Chris, we met in Sneaker Street 41 years ago.
Wow.
And he did some radio, not as a forever career, but for several years. And I believe several other people did too, including Marty Martin.
Oh, yes. Friend, that's
the
right.
She was the mistress of rock on Rock 104 for several years. And I'm sure there's more.
Maybe we should have a Sneaker Street reunion.
We should. We probably should.
Yeah. From how long did Sneaker Street run?
That's a good question. I'm not sure I could answer.
I'm not sure.
I was in it from, say, 70, probably 76 through 79.
Okay.
So that's why I say I've been in radio 42 many years.
Yeah, yeah. Now, a little trivia about how we got our name, there was all the hip kids at one time used to listen to a radio station out of Little Rock, KAAY in Little Rock, Arkansas. And there was a show on every night, a guy named Clyde Clifford, I believe was his name, and it was called Beaker Street.
Okay.
Right.
And all the hipper kids listened to that.
Kids,
and so we decided to, we were hip, so we called it Sneaker Street.
Okay.
And they literally wore sneakers with tuxedos or suits to the banquet.
Okay.
The women didn't wear sneakers with their dresses, though. Swap Shop, good morning. You're on the air.
Good morning. This is Mike. I have an antique china cabinet belonged to my grandmother. It's an early 1900s clawfoot mahogany, dark mahogany. It is 62 inches high, 38 inches wide. It's probably the oldest piece in my mom's house beside the music cabinet.
It sounds beautiful.
And I'll take $600 for it. It's a really nice piece.
Okay.
Also, I have an Empire Comfort Systems natural gas heater. It's not propane, it's for natural gas. It's 2 feet by 2 feet. It's metal. It is brand new. It only got hooked up in my dad's house just in case they lost power. And you can ignite it without power. It doesn't take a match or anything. It has its own igniter. I'll take $50 for that. And you can just plumb it into the house.
Okay.
Also, I have a, get this, this is a fake Gibson bass. I thought it was original because it has a Gibson name at the top. But it is a knockoff probably made in the Philippines in the late 60s.
How could you tell?
Well, Gibson did not use an insignia that was brass and put on with pins. They did the insignia in the wood, and it has painted on fret markers.
Huh. Interesting.
And so me and another guy who collects instruments, he looked at it and said, I've never seen one of these. And it was a fake, but it still is. It's got great parts, and it's got the neck and the body, the keys, the bridge, the pickup, and the pickup works. All it needs a pick guard, strings, and an input jack, and it'll be a complete bass.
How does it sound?
But I'll take $30 for the parts. That's what I paid for it at a yard sale.
Okay.
And I just don't want to spend a lot of time fixing it up or whatever. I got other things I got to do. I have the set of four State of Alabama banknotes, 1863, they're original, in a frame. It's a 1, a 50 cent, a 25 cent, and a 10 cent. Really nice to go in somebody's, make a great present. You can take the glass out, just slide the glass out and look at the notes. But they have the Alabama state seal on each note. It's State of Alabama Civil War period money. I'll take $100 for the set of four.
Okay.
And I have a compost barrel that is 3 feet by 3 feet. It's geared on the edges, on one side, and has a turn crank and sits on a frame, so you can crank the compost barrel one way and then crank it the other to mix up the compost. It has vents and a hatch. And when you get compost in there and you want to dump it in your wheelbarrow, you just put your wheelbarrow in the frame underneath it, open the hatch, and dump it in the wheelbarrow. It's really easy. But it's a professionally made compost barrel.
Handy dandy.
I'll take $50 for it.
Okay.
And my number is 929-2582.
Very good. Thank you, Mike. This is Blind Dog Mike. If you recall, Barry, Blind Dog Mike and the Howlers.
Hey. Yes, yes.
Okay, so, all right. Thank you so much. 929-2582.
You got it, bye.
Thank you. He always has the most interesting, unusual items.
Yeah.
That's one reason we say you never know what you're going to hear.
What do you think is the most unusual thing anybody has wanted to sell?
Peacock eggs. Peacock eggs. I think that would be mine.
A rattlesnake.
Whoa.
A rattlesnake. A fella called in, I guess it's been about 10 years
That's
ago.
Floyd Rose, wasn't it?
No, it wasn't Floyd, but somebody called in. They had caught a rattlesnake under their house.
Whoa.
And they were selling the rattlesnake. It was still alive. And the next day, they were selling a frozen rattlesnake. So they had stuck it in their freezer to dispose
of. I know what I was thinking of. Floyd Rose Termite Pest Control, longtime sponsors of the program, and he walked in the door one day with a snake skin. He bound under my house.
Yeah.
But that wasn't on death. Peacock eggs, and we
had sugar gliders for a while.
Squirrels.
Which are like flying squirrels kind of
things. We had a dear, lovely gentleman who used to call, who has now passed away, and he had a porta potty, a potty pan, remember?
Mm-hmm.
A potty pan with a crack in it.
Oh, that's
I was just so over the top.
Yeah, my favorite was it might have been Jimmy that had this. It was a I think it was a Chevy truck. The back end was nice, but the front end was messed. But the engine still worked, and I called it the lorry truck because you know it works great. It's got a nice rear end, but it's a wreck.
No.
And you guys are still working together after all this time.
We haven't killed each other yet.
Not yet. You know, there's still time. We've got another few years toward retirement. So.
We found this article. We've been working together now, what, 14, 15 years?
It'll be 15 in fall.
Yeah. We found an article years ago on MSN about work spouses.
Mm-hmm.
That's
mm-hmm.
us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, one of the reasons why we worked well so long together is because neither one of us want to wind up using the services of Hughes Funeral Home and Crematory. But should you work long enough with someone, you're going to need their services. So go ahead and call them and have that conversation with them. Pre-plan your funeral. It can save wear and tear on your family. And you know what? It can wind up saving you money, too, whether you're going to go with cremation or traditional funeral. They can handle it either way. They are located on Pollard Road in Daphne, and the number is 621-5890. That's Hughes Funeral Home in Daphne.
We're also very blessed. They have a great sense of humor. They do.
Very nice. They're good people,
Benji and Donna Hughes mm-hmm. and the staff. Love sponsoring this program, and you know it's hard to make light of that situation, but when you're in that situation, they're the people to help for sure.
Yeah.
So we've got a couple of minutes left in the program before we wrap up, and we will recap the Mobile Jewish Film Festival. So give us a call at 928-9228.
Come on, you got to have some dirt on Lori from back in the day. When she was like, what was she like as a teenager?
Did she wear
hair in the little bobby socks or things? Did she wear or the parachute pants or whatever?
No. Back then, the clothing of choice was Gap and the corduroy jeans.
Okay.
Yeah. We shopped at the Gap, and you either wore Levi's. Well, you wore Levi's or Levi's.
Mm-hmm.
Levi's or Levi's. That was it back then.
I think my main concern was just trying to corral that group of teenagers every week. I don't think I was probably
worried about
focused in on. I remember Lori was very, very good. Other than that, I think I was just trying to no.
Too many
alligators to try and herd up together. You know?
That's right.
How long did you do that for?
Well, we were at WABB several years, and different.
But different advisors came from the. I guess I was advisor for one or 2 years, and then okay. I, you know, it was.
But you know, that was back in the Paul Fuller days, yeah. and Myra, and Leslie mm-hmm, Fram. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
You know, it was really a very, to me, an historic
classic
time. Oh, yeah,
those people
time.
Have gone on to do great yeah. things, and some of them mm-hmm. are Paul Fuller. He's still in radio.
Is
he?
He's been
in Providence, Rhode Island for a number of years.
Maya
ended up traveling around the country and is program director of some stations.
You know, Leslie's what, programmer
Leslie
of country
now,
music TV?
She heads up all the music for country music yeah. television. She is in charge of their
wow.
of their pro-
okay.
music programming. So a lot of great people came through WABC.
You know, her first yeah. radio job was here.
Yes, yeah, I remember that.
So I
yeah.
would joke, a lot of people started their career here. I'm going to retire mine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you. I can't tell you how nice it is for you to have me on and how much fun I've had watching you two this morning.
Well,
it's been great.
Thoroughly enjoyed it.
We will miss our in-person films this year for the film festival, mm-hmm. but maybe we hope by next year. We can go back to regular mm-hmm. Going out to venues. But, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if our festival maybe became a combination
That's
of the
true.
Two. There
well,
may
you
be,
could
you
do
know,
both.
There are a lot of people who can't get out or don't want to get out, yeah. bad weather, you know, and to make these films available online.
Add that element.
Makes
mm-hmm.
a lot of sense.
Yeah. We do have some good news because I interviewed the director and deputy director of the Baldwin County Emergency Management Agency this morning, and they are feeling we've gone from a 20-30% infection rate to now about a 4% in Baldwin County. UAB did a study that shows they think Alabama will be effectively herd immunity in May.
Oh, that's wonderful.
So we're yeah. rounding the corner, so let's hope we have
that's
that
great.
Festival again in person next
yes.
year. Hopefully things will get back to normal. We want to encourage you to go to our new website and listen to the film festival. We'll have this posted from Barry, as well as the Baldwin Emergency Management Agency
interview. I've got their app,
well.
By the way. I went ahead.